there will be tears. On behalf of Robert and Jocelyn and both their families, I welcome you and thank you for joining us as we honor Owen Scott Semple. Our reason for gathering this afternoon is threefold. First, we want to honor Owen. Each new life, no matter how fragile or how brief, forever changes the world and is worthy of notice and remembrance. We're here also to stand with, comfort, show our love and support to Rob and Jocelyn as they journey through this time of loss and grief. And we also want to honor and glorify God. We may not always understand the things that happen to us in this life. We don't have all of the answers, but we know that our God is good, that our God is loving, and that he's worthy of praise, even in the midst of great pain. So if you would, please join me as we pray. Father, I thank you for your presence here with us today. Lord, as we remember this life, I pray, Father, that you would just saturate each person here with a sense of who you are, with a sense of your love, Lord God. Father, that you would help us all, Lord, to navigate through this time that we're together, Lord, and that it would accomplish all that you want it to. And we thank you for doing it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, Robert would like to come and share some thoughts.
Forgive me if I don't look up. I needed to pre-write all the words I was going to say today. First, I would like to say thank you all for joining us today. You bless my family with your willingness to honor our son, Owen. Owen is our third baby boy. Even though he didn't breathe a single breath of air in this life, we firmly believe that God knew Owen, that Jesus died for Owen, and that Owen is now living for all eternity with our Maker in heaven. As Jeremiah says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I set you apart." This does very little to ease our suffering right now. Even though we believe this to be true, we would trade anything to allow for our son to spend his days on earth with us, even if that meant trading my life for his. It really sucks to say out loud and to admit that Owen completed the destiny that God laid out for his life at such a young age. But that's what I'm saying. I firmly believe that God holds the power of life and death, and only he knows the number of days of each one of us, and only he can control that part of this life. Because we believe that, we have to admit that Owen is being used in the way that God desires, for his glory and not for ours. This is really hard. Every single day we see the wicked succeeding in what they do, seemingly getting away with whatever they want. Where's the justice in that? Why do good things happen to bad people, and bad things sometimes happen to good people? This is a question that we all face, but one that feels very real to my family right now. Why? Life doesn't work the way we believe it always should. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55. Can't you see? If we try to master life, we are only setting ourselves up for failure and heartache. In reality, life is like smoke. Smoke is beautiful and mysterious. It takes one shape and then quickly forms into another. It appears solid, but if you try to grab it, it will slip through your fingers. Also, like smoke, when you're in the thick of it, it is impossible to see clearly through the circumstances that we are facing. What we learn is that our existence is not meaningless, no matter how long or short. Sometimes, like smoke, life is confusing, disorienting, and uncontrollable. Ron Fess, a close mentor to me in my youth, once told me something I will never forget. Even if I ignore all the wondrous things that I have seen, if I ignore all the miracles, prophecies, and everything that I hold dear is false, I have still lived a better life than if I had gone my own way from the beginning. I believe that it is still best to live our life in this manner, to live wisely and with a healthy respect of God. For who am I to declare that Owen needed to live? What power do I possess to make that decision? I would trade anything, anything at all, if it meant that Owen could live his life in a fair and just world. But I am not God. I don't have that power. Job went through the same struggles when he lived on earth. In the end, he concluded that he is God, and we are not. We see that God's perspective is infinitely bigger than ours, dynamically interacting with millions of layers of complexities when he makes decisions. This is what God calls his wisdom. Since we cannot control life, we should stop trying. Rather than focusing on what we cannot control, we should focus on what we can. And in this life, we can really only control one thing, and that is our attitude that we have in our present moment. Each moment that we have on this earth is a gift from God, even our sad ones. We are not guaranteed our next moment on this earth. So I bring us back to the question that my family's been asking ourselves. Why did all of this happen, and why did this have to happen to us? My answer to you is, I don't know. We may never know why we suffer, but in this, my family has chosen to trust in God's wisdom and live with the understanding that God remains wise and just. I know my son, Owen, is playing on a heavenly playground right now, that he understands God and loves God in a way that I cannot comprehend in this lifetime. Owen knows that we love him, and we dearly do. But God loves Owen more than we could ever love him, more than anyone could in this lifetime. God formed Owen with a plan and a purpose in mind, and I believe that Owen was able to complete that purpose. When we first began to mourn for Owen, when Jocelyn and I first saw Owen, God gave us a scripture that you have all seen at this point. But God has given us a single scripture to relate to each one of our boys' lives. And this is the scripture that we will hold dear whenever we think of Owen. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, he who formed you. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Father God, I thank you that you have given Owen to us. I thank you that Owen is with you right now in paradise. I thank you that you were with us in every single step of this process and that you mourned right alongside us. For you know what it feels like to have lost a son. As David said, we will join you, Owen, in our everlasting glory. He is waiting for his mommy and daddy's arrival and those of his brothers in due time. We will see you soon, Owen.
Rob and Jocelyn have a great desire to honor God, and they've chosen a worship song. So if you are able, would you please stand and join us as we worship the Lord?
Above all powers, above above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're.
You may be seated. As Rob so eloquently shared, in times like this, there are no easy answers. And there may never be an answer this side of heaven. It says in Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever. There are things we don't know, but today we're choosing to focus on the things we do know, the things we know for sure, the answers that we find in Scripture and the things that God has laid on our hearts. In both Matthew and Mark, it tells the story about children being gathered to Jesus. The disciples were trying to brush them away and say, leave them alone. But Jesus said, allow the children to come to me. Don't forbid or hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. It goes on in verse 16 of Mark to say, and he took them up in his arms, and he laid his hands on them and blessed them. I have confidence that Jesus did the same with Owen. He took him in his arms. He has blessed him. And he welcomed him to heaven with open arms. Owen was known by God and created by God. In Psalm 139, this is the Passion Translation, it says this: you formed my innermost being, shaping my delicate inside and my intricate outside, and wove them all together in my mother's womb. I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. It simply amazes me to think about it, how thoroughly you know me, Lord. Owen was known thoroughly by God. It goes on to say, you even formed every bone in my body when you created me in the secret place. Carefully, skillfully, you shaped me from nothing into something. Owen was something in his mama's womb. You saw who you created me to be before I became me. Before I ever have seen the light of day, the number of my days you planned for me. They were already recorded in your book. And every single moment you are thinking of me, how precious and how wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in your every thought. That is all Owen. He was knit wonderfully in his mama's womb. He received his first breath in that safe, secure place of mama's womb. And he breathed his last breath in that safe, secure place of his mama's womb. Rob had said, and I certainly agree, that Owen had a destiny and a call in his life. In Ephesians 2:10, it says that we are, in several translations, God's masterpiece, his handiwork, his workmanship. And in the Passion Translation, it says this: we have become his poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny that he has given each of us, for we are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. Even before we were born, God planned and advanced our destiny in the good works we would do to fulfill them. Before Owen was ever in Jocelyn's womb, God planned a destiny for him in good works that would come from his life, regardless of how short it was. We have not seen yet the fulfillment of all of those good works. And we have not yet seen the fullness of his destiny here on earth, because I believe his life, although short, will in time impact many, many people. God has not done yet with Owen's life, even though he is no longer with us. And I think his name tells that tale very clearly. Rob and Jocelyn thought they were going to have a girl. And then it turned out it was not a girl, but Owen. And before they even knew, soon after they found out they were pregnant, they chose names. A boy's name, Owen, Scott, and a girl's name. And Jocelyn told me the other day she could never even say the girl's name. Even though that's what they thought they might be having, she's like, I couldn't even bring myself to say the girl's name because I think she knew in the deepest place of her heart that she was carrying a son. And his name, Owen, means young warrior. And Scott means man with a sword. That is a destiny. A warrior unto God. A man with a sword. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is in heaven, that he is worshiping God, and that somehow he is waging war. Because I don't think that destiny has been completely fulfilled yet. A young warrior, still alive, waging war. We also know and believe that Owen has a new body. The body that Rob and Jocelyn held in their arms and that we have seen on the screen is not the body that he will have forever. It says in Philippians 3:20, the Lord Jesus Christ will transform our humble bodies and transfigure us into the identical likeness of his glorified body. Owen has the likeness of the glorified body of Jesus Christ. Not the fragile body that Rob and Jocelyn got to see. And Rob and Jocelyn, I wanted to just share a few things with you as well. Shelter yourselves in him. I read this quote that says, the child is a gift. The grief does not smother that gratitude, and death is not the end. We grieve not as those who have no hope. Yet, no one says that since death is not the end, we should not grieve. Though grief does not smother hope, neither does hope smother grief. There is a time of grieving for you. There is not a timetable. There's not a set way to do it. And we know that you have hope. Rob, you declared that your family has hope. But that hope does not smother the grieving that is necessary for you to become whole again. In Psalm 41:10, it says, I am always near you. Never turn your face away from me. I am your faithful God, and I will infuse you with my strength and help you in every situation. God's not saying, come on, buck up, be strong. What he's saying is, if you will turn to me, I will pour my strength into you. He's not expecting you to do it on your own. It's his strength is there for you. In Isaiah 43, it talks about water and fire, but it's the scripture that you quoted. Don't be afraid because I'm with you. That water won't overcome you. That fire won't burn you. And we know about Daniel that he had a fourth man in the fire, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The book of Daniel tells us. Jesus is in this fire with you. You are not alone. Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Very present. There is a bigger purpose down the road. In 2 Corinthians 1, it says, all praises belong to the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, for he is the Father of tender mercies and the God of endless comfort. He always comes alongside us to comfort us in every suffering so that we, in time, can come alongside those who are in a painful trial. We can bring them the same comfort that God has poured upon us. And I know, Rob and Jocelyn, that you've looked to certain people that you know that have gone before you in this sad journey, who have lost a child, and you've gleaned from them comfort. And in time, you will be the same to many others. As you experience God's suffering, even more of his comfort will cascade through you to help others who are in this painful situation. It is a journey. Give yourselves time. Get help if you need it. You will heal in time. Even though you held Owen in your arms for a short while, we all know he will forever be in your heart. In the book of John, Jesus had a friend who died, Lazarus. And his sister came to him and said, "Where were you? Why did you let this happen?" And Jesus answered her with this. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, although he may die, yet he shall live. And whoever continues to live and believe in me shall actually never die at all." We know that Owen is not dead. He left his body and he transitioned from time to eternity, from his body here on earth to heaven. And we all can have that same promise. We all can be assured that every one of us will never really die, but can spend eternity in heaven with God. Jesus said, "If you believe this and you live accordingly, you shall actually never die." Believe what? What is it that we have to believe? We believe, Rob and Jocelyn believe, that Jesus came to this earth as a man. He lived a sinless life. He became our sin when he died on the cross, so that we could become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He paid the penalty for all of our sins. He rose again, and he gives us eternal life if we choose to follow him. With Rob and Jocelyn's permission, I'd like to close with this poem. Don't think of him as gone away. His journey has just begun. Life holds so many facets. This earth is only one. Just think of him as resting from the sorrows and the tears in a place of warmth and comfort where there are no days or years. Thinking how he must be wishing that we could know today how nothing but our sorrows will ever pass away. And think of him as living in the hearts of those he touched, for nothing loved is ever lost, and he is loved so much. Father, we thank you for Jesus, for his gift of eternal life and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Lord, in the midst of natural sorrow, we thank you for supernatural grace. In facing death, we thank you for the promise of everlasting life. In the face of separation, we thank you for the promise of an eternal reunion. We know, Lord, that Owen is with you now, rejoicing in your presence and enjoying the blessings of heaven. Lord, we cover Rob and Jocelyn and the family with your love and with our love. Comfort them and heal their broken hearts, we pray. Let every good work of Owen's come to pass. We thank you for being here with us today, and we thank you for being with us as we mourn in the days ahead. We give you the honor and the glory, Lord God. We thank you for Owen Scott Semple, and that we indeed will see him someday. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, I want to thank you all for coming to share this time. Please, before you leave, there are these bracelets that Jocelyn made is a remembrance for Owen. They're on this table. There are some cards. There's not a book to sign, but there are some cards if you would like to put your name and address, just acknowledging that you were here today with the family, or any cards you brought. And through this door in the fellowship hall, there are some refreshments. And we ask that if you're able to stay, please do that and join with us. Again, thank you so much for coming today. God bless you all. Amen.